It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
Hey folks, what's going on? It is Dan Bach for another edition of the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, all presented by Daily Joust, and you might know me better as DB730 here in the Daily Fantasy world, and it's a pleasure to serve you here on the podcast. Should be a good one. We're going to talk some FFFC today. Of course, if you haven't checked out the front page of Roto-Grinders yet, I got a column up there going through the odds and a little rundown of the whole field. So we're going to talk a little bit about that here on the podcast. But before we do, I want to talk about the best opportunity to go to Vegas you're ever going to come upon. Because this promotion that we have going on with Profanity Sports, I am telling you right now, if you've not gotten involved yet, it's not too late. Right now, we're sitting at, 58 people have signed in through the links who are eligible for this contest. And of those 58, only 39 actually played last week. So there's 39 people on the board for this contest. And folks, if you have not signed on to Profanity Sports yet, what the heck are you thinking? This promotion is too good to pass up. And if you don't know about it, if you haven't heard about it on the podcast, you got to go through Roto-Grinders, okay? You go to our site, you log in, and you go to Profanity Open Account. You get a 50% deposit bonus to start out with when you use Grinder 50. And then on top of that, this is the prize, okay? The prize is airfare for two to Vegas. That's anywhere from $300 to $500. A three-night stay in a two-bedroom penthouse suite at the Trump International Hotel in Vegas. That's probably got to be like $1,500 right there in a two-bedroom suite. That's big money. So you got $1,500 there. You get $500 in spending cash. And oh yeah, this just happens to be on Super Bowl weekend. So why the heck would you not get involved in this? Because there is not a huge investment here, folks. It's all about who does the best, who has the highest score, not necessarily who wins the most money. So you don't have to worry about going against giant bankrolls here. You just got to put together good lineups. So for as little as $20 over the next 4 weeks, because what it is, it's basically the aggregate score, the best score over 4 weeks. Now, of course, if you miss last week, you don't get the advantage of having your low score dropped. You're just going to go with your top four scores coming up this next week. So, folks, I mean, I'm serious about this one. This is the biggest no-brainer Roto-Grinders has ever done because you're going to be playing Daily Fantasy anyway. So why not just go over there, try out this new site, put in, like I say, you can put in as little as $20. Put in as much as you want. Like I say, 50% bonus on whatever you put in. And you got a great chance. I mean, you're talking about, as it stands right now, 1 in 39 shot to win this trip to Vegas, which is probably going to be worth anywhere from $1,500. No, I'd probably say more from like $2,500 when it's all said and done. So there's no excuse for people not to get involved in this. If you're a daily fantasy player, if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't signed on to Profanity Sports yet, get in on this deal because a 1 in 39 shot, I'd take a shot at it. Why don't you? I wanted to throw that out there. It's the best promotion going on right now that I think not enough people are taking advantage of. So jump in there and try it out. Moving on, though, now I want to talk about the FFFC. We've been talking about it here on the podcast a little bit. Myself and a couple of the other guys, Cal and Cam from Roto-Grinders, we are heading to Vegas to cover this event. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be podcasting on Saturday and also Sunday morning as well, I guess it would be morning out in Vegas, as we get ready for the event. And then, of course, there's this thing called Cover It Live, and it's very cool. I'm not sure if you've seen it on ESPN. I know the sports guy, I'm pretty much a big fan of his. He used to do it during the NBA playoff games where he would go to the game and he'd basically live blog from it. It's a really cool concept, and we're going to be doing that from the Legacy Stadium where we're going to be at for the FanDuel Fantasy Football Championship. And it's going to be fun because, you know, we'll be able to give you the rundown of, you know, when funny things happen, you know, what beer beer maker fan is drinking, because we know, you know, I wonder if he's going to bring his own case of Milwaukee's Best because he is a beer makers fan. He lives up in Wisconsin, so you know he can't be drinking the high end Heinekens and stuff like that. I want to see him break out the beast out there in Vegas. But we're going to be having all sorts of coverage, so come and check us out this weekend on Roto Grinders. I know a lot of times maybe on the weekends you're busy following the live scoring on your sites, and that's cool, but definitely come to Grinders and check out that live blog definitely on Sunday and podcasts throughout the weekend as well. But the field, I broke it down on Roto Grinders today. Let's talk about the guys who made it. I should say guys and gal who made it, because it's a pretty good field. I was kind of railing on FanDuel a little bit early in the season about the fact that, it's all luck, and, you got to beat all these people out. It doesn't show a lot of skill. And, you know, I will fully admit, in retrospect, maybe I went a little over the top with that, because when you look at the people who made it, outside of maybe about three guys, most of them are, I don't want to say well-known fantasy players, but very active out there. And it kind of did go to prove that nobody can deny that there is skill and then there is luck, especially when you talk about these large field events like this. But when you got two guys who made it back from last year's tournament into this year's tournament, I think there is maybe proven to be a little more skill than initially thought with these very large tournaments. So let's go through them real quick. The contestants vying for $75,000. Would be nice to be in one of these guys' shoes for sure. First guy is Josh Ecker, one shot 18-19. And if you look through his profile, he's not a high stakes player, hasn't really been playing very much at all since in the month of November. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of lineup he puts out, because he was the guy who won week one, who I think, if I remember correctly, hadn't really played a daily fantasy game or maybe 1 week of it before he ended up winning in week one. The second guy is Aaron Goldsmith. Hadlock 09 is his moniker, and qualified in week two, didn't play for a while, but now he's kind of been active the last couple weeks, which you should be if you're playing for $75,000. And Aaron's a fellow radio guy. I think he does minor league baseball, if I read that correctly. So we always pull for the radio guy. So at least I know that I'll have another good radio voice to talk with out there in Vegas for the tournament. Will Whitlock, you know him best as Wits23. We've had him here on the podcast. So we, kind of deep inside, always pull for the guys who have been nice enough to come on the podcast. Not that the other ones wouldn't if I wouldn't have asked them. But Wits is definitely, I don't know if I'd say the most well-known, but might be, daily fantasy player out there, because he's very active in pretty much all the chats, especially over there on FanDuel. Very opinionated, doesn't really hold back. If he thinks something, he pretty much says it. And sometimes that rubs people the wrong way. Other people enjoy that. Other people, I don't care who you are, you got to respect his ability as a daily fantasy player, as he has made both the football championships last year and this year, and the baseball championship last year. So the only guy to appear in every single FanDuel championship final. So that's quite an accomplishment. We'll see if he can actually get it done, though, here in the finals this week. And oh, by the way, Joshua Ecker, I put his odds at 40-1, Aaron Goldsmith at 35-1, and Wits at 10-1. Again, don't take these odds seriously, okay? Just having fun with it. Plug Dog, he's a guy who actually had a nice finish in a tournament this past weekend, I think over there on Draft Street, and he's a guy who hasn't played a ton, but isn't, a non-existent player. And he's a Roto Grinders guy, so we always pull for them as well. So I've got him at 20-1 going on this weekend, so looking forward to meeting him. Chuck Zeller, here's the longest shot in the tournament. I mean, this guy hasn't won a single dollar since the FFFC, and I'm curious to know if he's even playing fantasy at all, daily fantasy at all, or if he's just got his one shot there in the championship qualifier and is going to walk away with $75,000. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. Plug Dog, or not Plug Dog, excuse me, that's High Ridge Hoosiers. Chuck Zeller is his name. So he's kind of, I don't want to really call him a mystery man, because there's no mystery about him. There's just nothing there. There's no track record with him as a daily fantasy player at all. So I'd be lying if I said I'd want somebody like that to win, because, for me, some of the grinders out there, people who are playing every single week, kind of pull for those guys a little bit more. But it'll be very interesting to see how a guy like him stacks up against the veteran guys who do this to the extreme that a Witz or Beer Makers fan or some of the other guys out there. So I got Chuck at 75-1. Next guy is Ryan Teen, known as Keet, K-I-E-T. And he only started in September, but he's been very active player, plays in a lot of pretty high-dollar head-to-head action, $50 to $100, and probably going to have a pretty good chance at this one, so we'll be keeping our eye on him, 25-1. The Raymond Repper, he came on the podcast a few weeks ago, guy lives out in Jersey, and should be very interesting to see how he does, because he admitted to me, you know, my profile doesn't look great because I play a lot of tournaments. You know, I'm not a big head-to-head player, but if you look at his profile recently, he's been killing it there in college hoops. But it'll be interesting to see how he does, what kind of team he puts together. He seemed like he was very happy to be out there. Obviously, everybody wants to win. There's no question about that. But it'll be fun to talk to Ray in person. 25-1 odds for him. Jesper Madsen. I don't know if it's Jesper or Jesper. Is it a silent J, or do you say, or do you say the J? Because it's Jesper Parnevik. So I'm going to go with Jesper. Jesper Madsen, DK Maestro, and he's a big-time grinder, folks. I see him and his name on top of leaderboards all the time when I'm putting together these tournament recaps every week for Roto Grinders. So I definitely like his chances. He's put together some quality teams, and he is 12-1 in my odds. Jack Ansota, another guy who not only made the baseball or football championship this year, but made baseball championship as well. And he is coming off another nice week. Just last week had some good teams in some of the bigger tournaments. And bartender, very high volume head-to-head player, and all around a very, very good daily fantasy player. So baseball might be his best sport, but I think he's a major contender this weekend. Jack and Soda, 10-1. And my odds. Spawn 65, another experienced player, another guy who had a really nice week this past week with top five finishes in quite a few large field tournaments, and a guy who plays some medium to high stakes, but again, large field events has been doing pretty well. Now, this is, again, not as large field as those, but this guy certainly has lots of experience. So Charles Bell, Spawn 65, 12-1. Maura Wilder, got to give her some props. She is the first and only woman to make it into a FanDuel championship, and she's a fantasy nut. If you look at her profile, she plays all sorts of different sports out there. Not the highest of stakes, which is fine, but she's very active on a night-to-night basis, and I know the... I wonder what the percentages are. I don't know them. I would put it at Daily Fantasy Players. The sites, I guess, may or may not know. I don't think it necessarily is a requirement to tell them if you're male or female when you sign up. But I would put it at about 97% male to 3% female. That's just a total guess. It's, you know, I have no inkling if I'm close or not, but just from my estimation, I'm going to put about 97% men. So quite an accomplishment for her to make it. Not that men have any advantage whatsoever in putting together a fantasy team, but it'll be cool to meet her, and she's toting the flag for the women this weekend. 25-1, the odds for Mora, and So Much Wilder is her screen name. And then the last guy, last qualifier, the final week of the season, and it's kind of crazy. He did it back-to-back years. Last year when he made it into the finals, it was on the last week he could, and this week he did it, or this year he did it again. Beer Makers fan, Chris Prince, number 5 ranked grinder, arguably the top player in daily fantasy today. He is consistently out there, and I like Chris because he plays a lot of different tournaments. He doesn't play high stakes. He'll play the lower stakes ones as well, and truly a great daily fantasy player, and has done very well in baseball and in football, over $187,000 in total winnings. That's obviously not all profit, but he's a big-time grinder, probably the favorite in the field. I've got him at 5-1. Here's how I think it's going to go, though. So those are the odds. Those are the little breakdown. I'm telling you right now, I've got a hunch that Charles Bell, Spawn 65, is going to win. I've been monitoring, again, I monitored these large field tournaments quite a bit, and he is always there. And so is Beer Makers Fan, don't get me wrong. But I got a hunch that, you know, my superfecta, here we go, I'm going to go with the superfecta. You know, the superfecta in horse racing is the top four. And if you hit it, you usually win like, you know, $2,000 or something because it's hard to do. But my superfecta is going to be Spawn 65 on top, with Beer Makers Fan finishing second, Jack and Soda finishing third, and my fourth place, I'm going to give Wits the fourth place finish. So there you go. That's what I got this weekend. Spawn 65, Charles Bell, the winner. We'll see how I come out with that. I've never met Charles. I never even talked to Charles. I'm just basing this on what I've kind of seen lately, and he's definitely been pretty impressive. So, Spawn 65, Beer Makers Fan, Jack and Soda, and Wits, top four. So we'll see what happens out there in Vegas coming up this weekend. But before I move any further, I do want to say thanks to my good friends at Daily Joust. I talk about them quite a bit because they are the main sponsor of this podcast. So if you enjoy what we do here, make sure you check out their site. And of course, they've got a charity tournament coming on this weekend, a Toys for Tots, where a portion of your entry is going to go towards Toys for Tots. And, you know, if you win the tournament and want to give all the money to them, you could. Certainly don't have to. Nobody's going to pressure you to do that, but could be nice, but it's a great thing going on. Chainsaw, he is the guy who came up with this concept. We're going to talk to him on the podcast tomorrow about this event, and again, I mentioned it yesterday, but will be interesting to see if maybe down the road a few other sites kind of follow their lead, especially this time of year where charity is such an important thing to kind of give back to the less fortunate. So good job by Daily Joust and Chainsaw to come up with this concept, and I'll definitely be throwing a handful of teams in there to try and take that down. Of course, lots of action going on. There's Super Joust, still not too late to get in some qualifiers. I mentioned it before, check where you are on the leaderboard for the badge tournaments, because or not the badge tournaments, but if you're in the top 50 badge holders, you get an entry in, and at last look, there are a lot of guys who are right there on the fringe. You know, KC, Kevin Colonel, you're right there. So make sure you get that entry. Make sure you go and create some new contests. That's a great, easy way to earn a badge or refer a friend. Lots of different ways to do it, but when you're that close, you got to go and play a few extra games and try to get those badges. So we thank Daily Joust, a great sponsor here of the podcast, and do check them out. And with that, we are going to wrap up the podcast. We'll return tomorrow, and we'll start looking at some of the salaries and our lineups for the NFL this weekend. There is nothing going on in college football this weekend. You got Army, Navy, and I think that's pretty much about it. So nothing going on in Daily Fantasy. College basketball got some action tonight on Daily Joust. Also, what FanDuel is doing, they're doing some Wednesday-Thursday combo action because of their format. They require the large conference teams to play, so there's not enough of them for one day. So they ended up doing like a two-day deal, so it's Wednesday and Thursday combined. So if you're looking for some college hoops action over on FanDuel, you can do that. And of course, tons of NFL coming up this weekend, so we'll start talking about that tomorrow on the podcast. We'll talk to Chainsaw about the Toys for Tots tournament, and hey, any feedback you may have, anything you want to hear on the podcast, please send me an email, dan@rotogrinders.com, leave a comment in our comment section, and always subscribe to us right there on iTunes. Make it very easy to get the podcast every single day for you. Till tomorrow, everybody, have yourself a great day.